Would you like to live your best life possible, regardless of your imperfections? Discover cutting-edge tools and inspiration to let go of your limitations and expand your life beyond what you've ever imagined. On Imperfect Brilliance, we help you tap into your unique gifts and talents, uncovering and letting your brilliance shine. Join certified facilitator and coach Betsy McLaughlin as she delves into different areas of your life to get unstuck and create the life that is truly possible for you. Betsy has changed her life by utilizing the tools and techniques she is sharing with you. What if your willingness to acknowledge your brilliance is the catalyst to creating a new reality? When you stop judging you, what else can you create in your life and in the world? Join Betsy live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to create magical and joyous possibilities for an hour of laughs, questions, tips, and more. We are excited to contribute and play with you.
Hello, everyone. And yes, we are excited to play and contribute. And I have so many amazing guests. And today is absolutely no exception. It's somebody I've actually known, quite a few years now. And first of all, just welcome back to the show, Crystal Crawford.
Thank you so much, Betsy. I adore you.
Thank you for making time. And, you know, I was looking, wow, we really have known each other for quite a few years now. And we both have seen each other change and grow so much through these amazing tools that we get to play with and facilitate people and we use in our daily life. And so anybody tuning in who might not know, we are both certified facilitators with Access Consciousness. And for both of us, playing with these tools and questions have dynamically changed our lives. Crystal is, so I already said she's a facilitator. She's also a CEO of several organizations. She has contributed to well over 10,000 individuals in their businesses. Wowza kazowza. She loves doing a lot of things, apparently. She's got two different degrees. She's worked inside and outside of global organizations, and she works with individuals and businesses. And I know one of her joys is business. And so I was like, let's play with business. So today's call is, we're going to blast into new possibilities all around business. So as we, you know, as we're talking about different things, if you guys would like to call in, you're welcome to. If you're listening live, the phone number is 202-570-7057. And you can call in and ask Crystal or myself any questions you might have. And in the meantime, Crystal, like, what would we like to talk about with blasting our businesses?
My goodness. Where do we even start, Betsy? Give me a clue. There's so much going on.
I know. Well, how, you know, let's start with, what did you do? Like, did you ever have areas of your business or businesses where you felt like you were stuck and you just didn't know what to do?
I think so. Yeah. I mean, yes, for sure. I mean, it's really interesting also generating a business with, in the middle of a life transformation with Access Consciousness tools. Because you know, in truth, your life is your business. And so as you change, so does your business.
Yeah.
And that might always be true, but I do find that for us Access Consciousness junkies, that is a little more, even more dynamically true. So, you know, I would get to these places where I just became so much space and I was so different that I didn't know how to function very well anymore. Mm. You know, I couldn't function the way I did before. And which sounds weird because, you know, when you say, we're talking about basic stuff here, but, you know, when you're changing dynamically the way you fundamentally choose and create and all of that all the time, then you do have to really stay in a state of curiosity of like, well, what's possible and what can I choose and what's available now? So have I ever? Yes. Have I changed it? Yes. And was it different every time? Yes.
Yeah. Well, I love that you brought in that piece of, you know, changing. And when you do change, so many people that I know, like, they don't want to change. They don't like change. They're like, no, keep, you know, everything the same. And, you know, so what would you say about that, first of all?
Well, it's funny that you bring that up, because, like, something came in my mind that I hadn't thought about since the last couple of days, but I was talking downstairs to my partner just about something random, and one of the things that hit me was that change is actually the source of sustainability, which is interesting, because most of us think that no change is the source of stability and therefore sustainability, but mm-hmm. if you look at the way that the Earth functions, it's constantly and ever-changing. Mm-hmm. And that's actually what makes it a sustainable place. In fact, what destroys sustainability on the planet is when we try to make it the same, or we try to use it for a purpose. We don't function with it, with its ever, you know, evolving systems. And, you know, we don't pay attention to how things really work, and we just abuse it. But, you know, when the planet's functioning as it naturally functions, it's constantly changing. And so I was, there's so many different, you know, structures out there, formulas out there for, you know, how to build a business and how to do it. And I've, you know, gone and watched and seen what other people are doing. But one of the awarenesses I had about that was, like, let's, for example, if Access Consciousness had functioned like a quote unquote normal business, I would have been done with them as a participant, like, in month three. But because they change all the time, you know, like, it's always different. It's always dynamic. I'm always curious about what's going to show up. I'm always different from, you know, whatever I participate in. And so therefore, Access Consciousness has me as a client forever because of change. And so I think a lot of us out there that, you know, are trying to build business, for a lot of us, we keep trying to find maybe what the perfect answer is to a sustainable, thriving business. But what I would suggest is that maybe the answer isn't an answer at all, but it's the possibility called you, and that the way you function is actually the gift to your business and not the other way around. And, you know, is the way you function more like a being walking on quicksand rather than, you know, a piece of brick? And if you were willing to just be as different as you are and function like that, you know, would everything get easier? So I'd say, you know, change is definitely a source of sustainability.
Like, what? Walking on quicksand? What?
I know.
Are you tapped into my life? What's going on here?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, well, if you look at any part of your life and you might be going, you know, like, if the person is maybe going to, oh gosh, I haven't been willing to change that part. What would you offer for, like, a question or something that they could ask themselves of what they could do to maybe change that?
Well, I would just ask yourself first, like, is your, you said, you know, maybe they are unwilling to change it. I would just ask yourself if your unwillingness is working. That's kind of the first key to anything, because you got to look at whether it's working or not. Because, yeah. You know, there's a lot of things that I've, in the beginning, been unwilling to give up, that as I've looked at it and gone, wait a minute, if I did and was willing to change it, though, it would create something greater. And so from that awareness, then became willing. But I think one of the first steps to anything is really going, okay, well, I hear you that you're unwilling. Is it working to be unwilling? And if it's not working, then the next question just sort of follows, which is, okay, well, then what other choices do you have? One of the keys to total freedom, which is, seems to go against all business practices ever in the history of all business practices ever, is no form, no structure, no significance. And the reason it's a key to freedom is because if you have to, of necessity, hold something in place and you're not willing to let it shift, then, you know, you're the slave to that thing. But if you can allow anything to change at will and be willing for everything to be malleable, then you always have access to what's possible. that may or may not have anything to do with your structure, but that you can still access because you're willing to have that possibility. So I personally would just say, you know, ask yourself, is it working? Ask yourself, whatever other choices do you have? And you could add the third piece, which is, if I wasn't doing form, structure, or significance, what could I choose? And, you know, man, go in and study that book. Go, you know, how is form, structure, and significance supporting you? And how is it destroying your business? And if you are willing to have success, or, you know, whatever success is for you, if you were willing to have a thriving business, what could you be willing to change that would create something different?
You guys, Crystal talks really fast, and she has already, like, done so many nuggets here. So I would recommend definitely re-listening to this, maybe make some notes. There are so many gems in here, and I just want to thank you for that. You know, and we play with this all the time, so it becomes really second nature, and where it not necessarily was at the beginning. So what did you do to have it become more ease for you if it wasn't at the beginning?
Well, I mean, access consciousness introduces you to a whole new world of possibility, but it's also a totally different universe of, oh, how do I want to put this? It's a whole different way of being in the world. So I say that first because when I first got introduced, it was like exhilarating and terrifying at the same time, because like everything was other than what I thought it was, but the other worked better. It was totally what I wasn't familiar with, but it was also just life-changing and created more space for me to be and created more happiness. And so this other had me hooked, and I had to really go, okay, well, so if I don't want this entire world of, you know, consciousness stuff to be just theory, I've got to practice this in my life, you know? So I've really been one of those people that has made, you know, a study of access consciousness stuff, but not because it's access consciousness, but because it's the conversations in access actually do give you access to more of you. And so I've really, you know, I made a big demand a couple of years ago that I really master, whatever that means, being, knowing, perceiving, and receiving. You know, when I came in, being in business was all about thinking well enough and, you know, feeling and emotion, thoughts, feelings, and emotions, and, you know, functioning from really solid and fixed points of view, and which made everything harder. So you get into access and you're starting to go, okay, what if everything's just an interesting point of view? And what if you have total choice? And what if you could be something that would invite your business to grow? And, you know, just, it's just other conversations. I recognize the need for the application of those conversations to every part of my life. And that's, so when something in my business or my life isn't working, I really do go looking for, what's the conversation? What's the tool? What's the question I can ask? What's the choice I can make here that would change it? And what can I study that would, you know, enable me, empower me to live more as an infinite being rather than as this incredibly limited other being that I had been shown before? So I guess the short answer to your question is I practice this stuff a lot. And
beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful. And one of the things that I love, you know, when you're looking at an area of your life that you're like, yeah, maybe this isn't working so well anymore, and it's really from a place of, not from judgment, but it's a place of, hey, how could this be easier? And so when you get yourself out of that judgment, so that question is like one of the questions I love to ask, especially when you can't like figure it out, is what is right about this I'm not getting? Like, right? And it's, oh, yeah. So that kind of reminds me of where I might be trying to figure it out, going up into my head as looking for my head to have the the answers. So that's one of the questions that I love to play with, and it gets me out of, oh, right, I can ask other questions here. I don't have to have all the answers before I even do anything or change anything. And what would you like to add to that?
Well, I think the other thing that's key to add to that is that you can't even, there's no answer to find. So it's like,
right.
if I was looking for answers, I'd be spending all my time looking and getting frustrated because there isn't one to find. There's only choices to make. And so I think that's the other thing that really changed things for me is I spent so much time looking for the right answer and got mm-hmm. so frustrated because I couldn't. Or I would think I'd landed on it, but then it didn't give me the results I wanted. And what Gary introduced us to was like, what if you spent no time looking for the answer and all your energy looking for the question that would change it? And so I love that you added that question, and that's so powerful. And also like, man, what's available here that I haven't considered? What's possible?
Yeah.
Another really powerful question.
It really is. And then you just like, okay, and allow the universe to start showing you, whether it's whispers or just awareness, like ideas start popping in. And if you're willing to just play with it and like go, as we round to the first break, you know, we'll talk a little bit about control and are you willing to let go of control for some of these other things to pop in. So We'll leave people to ruminate with that question while we hit our first break. And we're here today with Crystal Crawford, and we'll be back for more. Stay tuned, guys.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Are you looking to change anything in your life? To have an even greater appreciation of everything around you? Would you enjoy having a life of more joy and greater abundance? And explore what is possible for you? My name is Betsy McLaughlin, and I invite you to explore simple and pragmatic tools that I share on my radio show, Imperfect Brilliance. I know firsthand that you can change anything. We explore tools and questions with amazing guests, offering all kinds of conversations on living your best life. I invite you to listen in Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to Imperfect Brilliance. Consider a coaching call with me and let's explore what you would like your life to be like. Visit my website at www.creatingyumminess.com and you're invited to call in to Imperfect Brilliance with your questions, Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. I look forward to connecting.
COVID-19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like your emotions are all over the place? That's normal during this abnormal time. There are a number of ways to cope. Maintain a healthy routine, get enough sleep, eat nutritious food, and exercise at least 30 minutes each day. Schedule some time to talk with a friend or family member. And remember, you can always take a few deep breaths to feel more centered.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
Hey, 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 you guys, welcome back to Imperfect Brilliance. I'm Betsy McLaughlin having a wonderful conversation today with Crystal Crawford. And Crystal has really, I do know a little bit of her story, and I would love for you to maybe, touch on a piece that you would like to share with listeners about what you have created with your business, and like, were you always really successful, or just whatever you'd like to share there?
Oh yeah. Well, so no, I wasn't. Well, I guess that, of course, that depends on your definition of successful. But yeah, I've definitely been in business before. This business is probably the longest. No, it is definitely the longest I've been in business. I got certified as an Access Consciousness Facilitator, and I was coming out of being I was in transition again. I had been a landscape designer, but we were in the off season, and I was working as a bartender, waitress, manager. And then I found Access, and it just changed my life. And so I rocket shipped myself into being a certified facilitator. And then I had no idea what to do with it, because I didn't know how the hell do you create a business with this thing. And on top of that, I wanted to travel the world and go to a bunch of different classes. And I needed to both create the business, but also create this totally different way of living, and none mm-hmm. of which I had a roadmap for. So I'd started just pulling a lot of energy, but also like going and really looking at how are other people doing this? Like, and that's what got me started with this online component of delivering change, you know, through the internet. I saw other people doing it. And so, you know, went and supported them for a while just to get some more information and learn how, and then got myself my back up against the wall financially to the point where I had no other choice but to succeed or die. And I started creating stuff. And literally that's the strategy. I was like, well, I'm going to do this free thing. And I had no strategy for monetizing it or anything. I just started with something. And then I ended up making my first $900 online, and that was sort of the beginning of me going, maybe I can actually do this. And I honestly just bashed my way forward after that. just idea after idea after random thing after thing. And then somewhere in there, I started a show. I started showing up weekly. And of course, in the beginning, nobody knows you're doing it, so it's anticlimactic for the first little bit, and then people started knowing about it, and then people started getting their lives changed from it. And so, you know, I'd say over the last 4 years, there's been a steady incline of growth towards mm-hmm. wherever, you know, towards, I'm ambitious, so sky's the limit for me. But definitely, like, somewhere in there made a choice to be a resource. You know, I remember very clearly stating that I wanted to make myself into a resource for people. You know, I wanted my channel to be somewhere they could send their friends and, you know, change their life if they wanted to. And so that's what we've been doing. And so no, have I always been successful? No, I had to really make some different choices. And there was a financial ceiling for sure that I had for years into my 40s that changed over, you know, changed from wanting to a different life. That's how it changed. I couldn't do the things I wanted to do with my life and have that ceiling. So I, you know, continue to just choose beyond it. And, you know, as if by magic with the choices and the actions I was taking, you know, stuff started to show up. So it's a transformational journey, definitely, to be in this business particularly, and, you know, be in the business of consciousness and change.
Thank you so much for that. And so with the transformational journey for yourself,
mm-hmm.
and you touched on that you had a ceiling for a long time. Mm-hmm. What do you have, like, so, and you didn't have a business plan all laid out. You said you kind of just, you know, went for it. And, you know, so did you have, and then you talked about really kind of having some defining moments where you're like, you know, I'm going to change this. So when you had those moments, did you then do a business plan or?
No.
Yeah. Okay.
I've never done a business plan. And you know what? Gary Douglas talks about that. He's like, business plans don't actually work for humanoids. They're more for like, if you need someone to write one and you need financing, but it's not, they don't work because they're a structure, and where we function from is systems. And that was an incredible conversation I got to listen to recently in a class, was the difference between a structure and a system. So no, I never did, because I just never did. It was going to take too long, and I needed to create my life, and that was it. So it was funny, because I used this platform to support my business called Kajabi, and at one point I got into some sort of call. I think they were just, I don't know, I think they'd hand-selected some members or something, and they were interviewing them about the different features and, you know, how do you use this feature and how functional is it for you and what can we change? And so he was asking me about, like, how I price my offers. And it was a weird moment, because I was talking to somebody who was not an access consciousness person. You know, we talk about an access, like, ask the creation, ask it what it wants to be called, you know, how much it wants to cost. And so I said to him, well, I was like, I don't know if you're going to like my answer. I said, I just choose stuff and see if it works. And he didn't even flinch. He was like, yep, that sounds like a formula for success. Like, okay, cool, right? So, I mean, I think that's what we're all doing. It's just that most of us give ourselves a lot of grief about it, you know, like as if there's another way. But in reality, I think all of life is one big choice creates awareness. So,
yeah, that's great. I love it, because I've tried, you know, on several different times, and like, you're supposed to have a business plan. Well, any business that I've done, I've never had it.
You know,
a lot of success in different things. So it's not that it doesn't work; it just didn't work for me. And you know, once I was like, oh, okay, I get why. And then you touched on some more of it now, but what? Oh, shoot, I lost my question there. Darn it. okay, so what else so the defining moments, and were there some questions that you put in place or that you started asking yourself a lot, or what do you have an awareness of what's shifted for you in those defining moments?
Well, there've been a lot of defining moments financially, definitely, because, you know, as you're building business, you are dealing with money. So your money, your functional space with money is going to be what makes that hard or easy. And so my functional space with money was definitely needed work, you know, like, meaning that, you know, I grew up in this poverty survival mentality family, and then for the next 20 years of my adult life, you know, reiterated that and reaffirmed that mentality, that those choices over and over and over. So when I got into the access world and got exposed to, hey, it's possible you have other choices available to you that you've never considered, and, you know, got introduced to the money tools of access, of which there are many. Money is not the problem, you are. It's an incredible book. Write Riches for You is another incredible book. The Advanced How to Become Money Workbook, the original How to Become Money Workbook. Like, those four books right there will transform everything about money for you.
Yeah.
So, you know, as I got into those tools and became a facilitator and recognized that where I was functioning from with money was going to make my business harder, easy, I started really looking at it and changing it. And probably one of the key points, transformation choices around money was when I started to use the How to Become Money Workbook once a week. Like, and to go through it in totality, like in one sitting, it takes about 4 hours. But I had gotten myself to a measure of success where I could definitely generate money, but then I would spend it all, or it would go away, and then it was down to less than zero again. And I was doing this constant, like, you know, roller coaster up and down, volatile stock pattern with my finances. And so I was in a particularly broke patch, and I finally woke up one morning and I'm like, okay, this changes today. And I'm not doing this anymore. I'm not doing this crappy drama that I'm doing with myself with money. What's it going to take to change it? And got the awareness to do the thing that Gary Douglas tells us to do that I had never done, which is go through that workbook like 100 times. He's like, if you want $100 million, you go through that workbook 100 times. And I just started. And probably after about 8 weeks of going through that thing every single week, I finally started to get access to a totally different space with money that has stayed different forever. And from there, you know, made lots of different choices from there. I had a lot of past expenditures I wanted to take care of. I had, you know, systems I needed to institute in my business where I read Profit First by Mike Michalowicz, and I instituted a lot of different banking systems. And, you know, I needed to stop spending my 10% account. And so there was a lot of money tools that I started using from Money's Not the Problem, You Are, and I'd instituted them and then just dishonored myself in some way. So, you know, I had, there was a lot of cleanup to do and a lot of institution to do and a lot of different choices to make from there. But I got that even if I never changed where I was functioning from with money, if I never changed the bottom line space of functionality, I was always going to end up back into some kind of problem. And that's the thing that I went after. So that's changed everything.
Mm-hmm. Well, and, you know, I think we all have one or more areas in our lives where what you described is just so true. And then it's, you know, there's this saying, like, you get it when you get it.
Oh, yeah.
And, right. I mean, I've had that in several areas of my life. In this past year, you know, dynamically made a different choice with things that I thought were unchangeable with my body. And I, you know, I'm just like listening to you and going, oh gosh, you know, how can I apply some of these same questions to my financial area and my business? And like, where else have I decided or concluded that something, it might be unchangeable that isn't? And, you know, and so it really, I would love to touch on how your point of view truly creates your reality. So what could you share with us there, Crystal?
Sweet Lord, Betsy. I mean, it's like, I mean, it just truly is that. I think if you're frustrated or you're dissatisfied or you're making yourself wrong for any area of your life, instead of doing that, which of course is easier said than done, I know, but maybe suspend it for a minute and go, well, what's my point of view here that's making this difficult? And it likely isn't just one. Sometimes you get lucky and it's just one. Most of the time it's a series. But, you know, like with money, money is such an insane area for so many people, and we are so psychic. And if you don't have to believe me, just, you know, look at it for yourself. It's like, is it possible you picked up on, you know, your family's points of view about money and your sisters and your grandmothers and everybody else's around you and your culture's points of view about money? You know, like there's so many, but you know, when we just so unconsciously become them and start living from them. And so the first thing to do to change it is really just to get it. Number one, that my point of view creates my reality, not the other way around. And we are taught that we're kind of at the effect of our upbringing or at the effect of our circumstances, but it's the other way around. It's that, yes, did you absorb a lot from that? Yes. And you got yourself here. So you're strong and able, even if you don't feel like it. And what's the point of view you're creating from that's making this hard or challenging or a struggle? And that's, if you start there, you change your point of view, you change your life. So that's where I've always, you know, doing that with money has given me so much information for so many other things. I remember when I was having a difficult time creating live classes. Right now that's not relevant because we're in the COVID times and everything's online. But there was a time back in the day when, you know, we could actually gather and have live classes. And I always had such an easier time creating things online. And my live classes were really hard for me. But it was interesting to look at my point of view because I had the point of view that live classes were hard. And I would hear myself say that, and then I would wonder why my live classes always struggled. So finally, I was like, okay, I need to look at this if I want this to change. Like, what if they weren't hard? What if they were just as easy as online classes? And so I started to work with that, and I would say it's still a work in progress. I think what's probably more true is something else, but didn't get into that. Anyway, like, it's your point of view creates your reality. That's huge. So, you know, what point of view is it that you're creating from? And what could you choose to create from that would be more fun than that? And because some of these areas, especially money, are so like, gosh, it's such an embedment. That's a terrible word, but like there's so many points of view. Like, get your hands on some of these money tools and just start unraveling some of the unconsciousness there. Because most of what we choose and create from it is unconscious. And, you know, it's not like we're walking around going, I like to be broke. It's fun to be broke. I only want to survive, right? We're not doing that.
Right.
But that's where we're functioning from. You know, if we were to broadcast our internal functional state, that's how it would sound. So, you know, you got to go after it, getting that you're unconscious about where you're functioning from, and that's what's showing your life up. And what tool could you study that would give you a different possibility?
Mm. Great question. And it's like, so, you know, and you can choose to continue to have the unconsciousness, or stick your head in the sand, or put your fingers in your ears and go, I'm not listening, you know, and that's fine. There's nothing, like, if that's what you want to do and choose and be, that's totally fine. And if mm-hmm. there's something that you would like to change, even maybe just a little tweak, then that's what these conversations are for. And, you know, it's just like, oh my gosh, what areas of your life could you make more ease? And we just happen to be talking about business, and of course money is going to be a big part of it today. And everything that we've talked about can be applied in every area of your life. So, you know, I think I forgot to, when we come back from break, we'll talk about control, because I asked you that before the last break, and then we went somewhere else. So stay tuned, and we'll talk about control and business and how does it work and all the other things. Thanks, you guys, for listening to Imperfect Brilliance with Crystal Crawford today.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Imperfect Brilliance. I'm Betsy McLaughlin, your hostess for this time together. We've been all over the place, as we do in Imperfect Brilliance, with Crystal Crawford today. And Crystal, if somebody would enjoy having a session or taking one of your classes or just checking out your website, could you please tell everybody how they can find you?
Absolutely. Yeah, you can go to crystaljoycrawford.com, and I spell my name kind of weird. It's Christ E-L, Joy Crawford. And I've got everything there. You can check out coaching with me, sessions with me in the events and shop section. There's, you know, many programs you can just get into right away and study at your own pace. You can, you know, check out the classes we have coming up. Just everything's there. And I also have a really incredible Facebook group called the Awareness Challenge on Facebook. And, you know, when you get involved, you're immediately ushered into this 30 day thing that you can do 30 times a day for 30 days to change your life. It's super transformative. And I've got a whole whack load of videos on YouTube. So yeah, just so much out there for free. And if you want to get closer, you can definitely put your name onto my email list. And, you know, we keep in great touch there. So lots of choices.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And okay, so I asked you about control and how, you know, like, how does it work? How has it worked for you? And how has it not worked for you?
Well, I love to be in control. So I would say I've used that both directions, to my advantage and to my not advantage. I would say to my not advantage, I tend to micromanage. So I will put people in charge, and then I have in the past micromanaged, which has kept my business, you know, it's made it things harder. That's all. So that's probably one of the ways I've used control against me. But I would say one of my great capacities with control is to really control myself into the, or force, whatever, however you want to say that, like really choose the daily practices with the tools that really do transform my life. And that's probably my favorite thing about me, is I'm really willing to engage in a daily presence and practice of things that, you know, I may not see the results of right away, but I know that if I continue to show up for, will change everything. And that's probably thing number one. And thing number two that I think is great about my ability to control is I now control a lot more from awareness. And so my business grows with a lot more ease, because I can really see the future of what, if something's going to work or if it's not going to work, and where we can go next. And it's getting easier and easier all the time for me to perceive the energy of that kind of thing. So, you know, from control from awareness, I can now kind of step in when I need to and ask a different question to the team, or, you know, move, just slightly adjusting so that we have a greater result or things like that. So, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, control is just, it's an energy and it's a way of using energy, and you can control for less or you can control for more. And that's something that is ongoing to discover, because we use it in all these different, ways, you know, trying to control other people, trying to control ourselves as a being, trying to control ourselves from not being too much. I mean, there's a lot of definitely ways that we can destroy ourselves with it, but it's an immense power, and it's just, how can we use it?
Well, and your answer, I just love so much. It's like, we all, you know, most of us, I think, have that capacity to be a control, you know, like to have that control. And if you actually look at it and celebrate it and not make it a wrongness, it's like, well, how could I use my capacities, you know, to my advantage and to make my life easier and to get the things that I desire and more, versus like, oh, I shouldn't do these things, and you make yourself so wrong, and then you don't do anything because you don't want to make yourself any more wrong. So I love how you explained, you know, that, and how you have used it to your advantage. And, you know, the thing that I do know about you is, like, you keep going, you forge through. And yeah, you might have times where you're like, you know, you might want to toss the towel in, but, so if you ever have those times, are there questions or things, or what do you do when you want to toss the towel in?
Well, it's the opposite of what it would seem. I really, and I indulge in quitting everything. I head right into it and just allow myself the, and it's actually been a while since I've had one of those, you know, there's some things really changed with that, because my commitment to me has been this awareness of what success really is for me. So, I mean, that comes. There's incredible conversations in the home of infinite possibilities about committing to your life and all of that. But if you're not there yet, you don't even pick up that book. It's like, you want to quit, let yourself. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you how many times something's been just not working or it's not doing the thing. And I indulge in firing everything. I fire all my choices, fire all my life choices, all my people choices. And I wipe the slate clean for myself, because that's one of the things that I'll use to kind of screw myself over if I don't do it. You know, having things that, oh, I can't lose that, I can't lose that, I can't lose that. I go, nope, mm-hmm. I can lose everything. Like, I fire everything, and then I really just go, well, is there anything I'd bring back? Oh, yeah, I'd bring back this person, and I'd bring back that thing, and I would definitely not bring that person back. Good information. Okay, they're fired. But you start mm-hmm. to see what's really valuable to you, and you start to give yourself the space to have really what works for you, and to have mm-hmm. the awareness of what works for you. And it's somehow doing that gives me always more clarity about moving forward. Like, whatever that exercise does for me, it like empowers me once again to be the generator, the creator of whatever it is I want to have. I'm no longer at the effect of whatever I've already created. I can now start fresh. And it's not something I tell anybody. I don't share with everybody that I'm just firing them all and then bringing them back one by one. I just do it for me. And I let myself have this space to not have to do anything the same way ever again. And so if I were going to choose and create fresh, what would that be like? And not from like trying to figure it out, but just going, getting that sense of what really works for me and what doesn't. And then I start again.
That's wonderful. And you know, I've done the same thing. And I have found, you know, like if I am willing to indulge mm-hmm. as opposed to be like kind of fighting it, oh, I shouldn't do that. So, but when I indulge in it and I actually like turn the volume up, I get through it quicker. Like yesterday was one of those days where I was just like, I was off. I thought, you know, it's okay. You don't have to always have, you know, an on day. And okay. And what if you just allowed yourself to be off? And, you know, I was supposed to meet with a couple people and I was like, you know, can we postpone? I'm just, you know, I would rather mm-hmm. meet with you when my energies are not where they are right now. And yeah, they were like, sure, no problem. I get it. And, you know, and for me, it was a kindness to me, and it was a kindness to them as well, instead of forcing myself to do something when I was just in this space of, and that's something I would not have ever done before. I'm like, nope, I've got this and I'm supposed to do this and, you know, soldier through kind of thing. So,
mm-hmm.
right, the indulging in it. And I've done that too when I've been like irritated with my husband. I actually will turn it up when I realize what I'm doing. I'm like, this is so silly. And so I'll just turn it up and start to make fun of myself and turn it into mm-hmm. this like, you know, over the top drama telenovela. And the next mm-hmm. thing you know, I'm laughing, he's laughing, he's participating and having fun with it instead of us having a fight for 3 days.
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Totally.
I have found that works better on that front as well.
Well, also there's a lot of allowance for yourself in that, Betsy. I love that. And I talk about that a lot. Like, you know, you're included just as you are in all your grand shit show, gorgeous glory, you know, consciousness includes you. Consciousness includes and doesn't judge. And that's been a huge gift to really start to get that and apply that in my life. And that's what you're talking about is like, hey man, today it's this. So how does it get better? What can I change to support myself? And what can I choose? And, you know, I love really. It.
Yeah, I knew there was one day I was like, you know, I'm just, nope. And I knew it was going to be like that all day. And I just even said to my husband, I'm like, just, you know what? Just ignore me today. And tomorrow, it'll be fine. He's like, really? Tomorrow? I was like, yeah, you know, I just think it's going to be like this all day. And mm-hmm. he's like, okay. And I kept asking questions. I'm like, can I change this? And I was like, nope. Like, okie dokie. And then the next day I was
I was fine. But it's like, yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's like, really? You're going to do that? Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay. So again, that space of allowance, if you're going to choose it, then just choose it. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, that's brilliant. I love it.
So as we're rounding out our time together, we've talked about so many amazing things. If somebody is like, let's say they're just starting, or they really would like to shift where they're going with their businesses, are there any questions that you would like to share with people that they could start playing with and see what shows up for them?
Yeah, I'd say give yourself the freedom to jump tracks. And now, when I say that, I don't mean like, you know, find another niche and, you know, just destroy everything and create something new. I just mean, like, give yourself the freedom to go, okay, I don't have to create anything the same ever again. I don't have to be consistent. I don't have to do anything the same. If I could just change anything, choose anything, what would I choose? And start to really give yourself a new creative space. One of the best conversations about this that I ever read was in Write Riches for You, which is a money book, and so very relevant. But he really talks in there about generating. And so I say, give yourself the freedom to change tracks, but also really study what it is to be a generative source, what it is to generate your business. Because I think a lot of us have been, one of the things Gary says in that book is that we know how to create. He's like, you guys all know how to create, but I don't need to teach you that. But what I want to show you is how to generate, because it's easier. And so the interesting thing about creating that we all know how to do is that to create something, you have to destroy something first. And I think when we all get to these places where we're either frustrated or it's not working, we want to destroy what we've already built so that we can create something new. And I've done it so many times. But as I've been really studying generating, I'm like, oh, okay, so I'm to that point where I need to just change tracks and, like, you know, I need a different energy. We just need to do something different, whatever that is. What can I generate now that's different? And that's made everything easier, and also really it uses what you've already put in place and what you've already, you know, actualized in the world towards and with a different and bigger whatever energy. But it's not something you have to figure out, thank God. It's just something you have to get is available to you, that you can just change tracks. You can just, like, you don't have to be consistent ever. In fact, one of your greatest strengths is your ability to be inconsistent. And if you're willing to really kind of instill some creative chaos into your business, mm-hmm. always, that's what's going to make things, that's what's going to shake things up. That's what's going to start to make it more fun. That's what's actually going to be the energy of life and living for you. That's what's going to begin to generate something different showing up. And it doesn't have to make sense, and it doesn't have to be logical, and nobody has to understand it, and you don't have to explain yourself. Just go hog wild, you know, either go away for a few days and then come back and, like, go, okay, what can I be and do that's just different here? And that for me has been the key to unlocking, tapping into shifting, changing tracks with my business over and over and over and over again.
That's brilliant, you know, and the willingness. So if somebody's like, well, what do you mean by jump tracks? Could you explain that a little bit?
Not really. It's just really, I mean, because it doesn't look like any particular thing. It's just, you know, the world jumped tracks when COVID hit. So we all had to just, like, get creative. And that's really what changing tracks is like, be different. Just do something different. If you always do the, don't do that. Do something else. That's it. That's all changing tracks means. It just means, like, you've gotten yourself somehow to this place where everything's meh or it's not inspiring. What mm-hmm. can you choose to inspire yourself? And don't try to figure it out. Just, like, get busy. That's really how I play with it over and over and over. Is I just, you know, I think somebody one time invited me on this melee of creation. He's like, create 31 classes in 31 days. And I was like, that's so many. Okay. And so I just got busy doing that. And of course, 31 classes didn't come out of it, but it completely changed the energy of my business because I wasn't trying to control it. I wasn't trying to order it. I wasn't trying to structure it. I was just mm-hmm. like getting busy being that generative energy. And that's the thing that actually created the change in tracks. So any of that, any and all of it, just what can you choose that would just throw some buzz back in the mix and generate a totally different energy from which you can be and create from.
Mm. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. You know, and so if you might be bored or stuck or any of those things, like what else could you add to the mix? You know, that mm-hmm. there's so much we're told, like, don't do, you know, take things away, or but what if it's actually you require to add more?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And another great question, if you are bored, is just what's beyond the boredom that I haven't considered? Gary Douglas said that once. He's like, you guys never ask for what's beyond the boredom. You just tell me you're bored. Ask for what's beyond this.
Great question. As we finish our time together today, what's beyond the boredom? I love that so much. Crystal, thank you so much for
my pleasure.
Spending time
thank
with
you.
Us today. It was wonderful. Have a great week. Have fun with your businesses, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.